Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay, are you or is anyone in the household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, so in thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Well, that's a toss-up, because I can't answer that.
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, sir, when voters go, you know, to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how would you, you know, vote on it. The proposal is called the Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, okay, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, or, you know, 65 cents for $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. Okay, this millage will raise, you know, an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay, no. All right, sir, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Definitely voting no.
Okay. All right, since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal, you know, in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for the, you know, slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And would that be definitely no, right?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Probably? Okay, definitely no. All right, sir, and if you knew this proposal would cost, you know, the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And would that be definitely no, right? Or probably?
Definitely no.
Okay. All right, sir, and as I mentioned, you know, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Okay, the first one say, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year. Which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Okay, the other one say, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Okay, or the other one said, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year, and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, And the last one says, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Okay, I oppose.
Okay, that was the last one, right? Okay, oppose. All right, sir, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials, you know, in Grand Traverse County focus most, you know, to help you and your family? Would that be improving local roads and infrastructure, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, making housing more affordable, improving public education and local schools? Which one would be the most important to you for the, you know?
Well,
for,
I think, I was going to say the roads.
Okay, roads and infrastructure, improving roads infrastructure, okay?
Right.
All right, sir, and you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be, you know, familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or never heard of each, let me know. You can indicate that as well, okay? The first one is your city or township government. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay, Grand Traverse County government.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, and Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART trails.
Yeah, not too favorable.
So somewhat unfavorable, just very unfavorable.
No, probably somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, I guess it's about right.
Okay, about right. All right, sir. If approved by voters, you know, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would that be definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Definitely do not trust.
Okay. All right, sir, there are a number of ways that money, you know, that the money could be, you know, could be spent on this project to maintain existing trails and plan that and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. Okay, the first one said to promote recreational opportunities. It's strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved.
I think somewhat disapprove.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Not necessarily.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, okay. To promote health and wellness.
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, to promote local economic development.
Approve, I guess. That would be all right.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Somewhat approved.
Okay, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Somewhat disapproved.
Okay, and to plan and construct new trails.
Disapproved.
Totally or just somewhat?
Totally.
Okay, what about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat
approved. Okay, and to maintain existing trails.
Approved.
Somewhat or just strongly?
Strongly, I guess.
Okay, strongly. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now if forced to choose, okay, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
They're well maintained.
Okay, they're well maintained. All right, thank you. All right, sir, you will be. I really thank you for your time. Okay, I know it's quite a long survey, and I really appreciate your time. Okay, we almost towards the end. Okay, you will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you, more likely or less likely to support this proposal, or it makes no difference to you one way or the other. Okay, the first one said there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support it, or no difference to you?
Support it, most likely.
Much less likely.
Most likely.
Oh, most likely. Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with, federal, state, and private funds. Much more, or somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference in your opinion?
I guess no difference.
No difference. Okay. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality. That guys, the county commission in their decision making and ensure that funds are administered for their intended purposes. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no different?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. And the last one said there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Positive, yeah, I would go.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely? All right.
Much more.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now you'll be giving, some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you're, if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, okay? All of which makes no difference to you one way or the other. Okay, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or no difference?
Not much convincing.
Not too much convincing. Okay, not too convincing. No. Okay, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promoting tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not too convincing, I guess.
Not too convincing. Okay, Boardman, Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular, and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Very convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Okay, not too convincing or not at all convincing?
not too convincing.
Okay. All right. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County Trail Network free from, you know, motorized vehicles, so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Probably convincing.
Okay, somewhat convincing. Okay, highly convincing. All right, so this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, Traverse County Trail Network is, you know, underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing, or no difference.
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. Okay, in today's digital age, you know, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Very convincing. Not at all convincing, or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, sir. And this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very convincing, somewhat. Not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing, I guess.
Somewhat convincing. Okay, and the last one says this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very convincing,
not,
somewhat?
Not convincing.
Not at all convincing, okay.
Right.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now taking into account, you know, everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you say yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No against this proposal.
Okay, no. And would that be a definitely or probably?
Yeah,
no,
definitely.
Definitely. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, now we'll be giving you some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Traverse County. Please indicate which argument is very convincing,
well,
somewhat convincing.
I've got a question, though. How long is this going to take?
We almost done, sir. We're like at 80%, okay? So we only have a couple more minutes and we're done, okay?
Okay.
And really thank you for your answer. Okay, this is about just being, you know, if it's convincing or not convincing, but this is against the proposal, okay? This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestions and too much growth. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat not
very
too convincing,
convincing
or not? Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. Or
very
different.
Convincing.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones, you know, funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Very convincing.
Okay, this proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians And we can't trust them, you know, to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Very convincing.
Okay, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying any more in taxes.
Very convincing.
Okay, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more, you know, present problems.
Very convincing.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And then, you know, and one final time, okay, take into account everything you just heard. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Okay. And would that be a definitely or probably no against?
That would be a definitely no.
Okay, sir. All right, sir. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, what would it be, sir?
Other things would be first priority.
Which one?
Such as roads.
Okay, so, roads be, infrastructure, right?
Right.
Okay, so, sure. Infrastructure be first priority.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. First. Okay. Okay, sir. And before we finish, okay, you will now be asked about another proposal, but this is just ask one question, okay, that may appear on the ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal. And the ballot reads, okay, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of previously improved 1 mile for local streets, road, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved, you know, and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Would that be definitely vote yes or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Okay. Just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And in which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican. All right, so if you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, conservative, or on your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I think somewhat. It's more than somewhat
conservative.
But...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Let's see. I think it's 13 or 14, somewhere in there. Anyway.
Okay. I have a college graduate with associate's or 2 years degree or college graduate with bachelor's or 4 years degree or postgraduate degree.
I've got a 2-year degree.
Two-year degree. Okay. All right. All right, so then, do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Okay. All right, so then, do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, and what is your main racial background? Would that be Hispanic, African-American, or Black, Asian, or Asian-American, or white, or Caucasian?
Well, I don't think I want to answer that.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, and with this concludes our survey, I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.